USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Daily Coronavirus Task Force briefing, President Trump says one goal is to stay several days ahead of the critical medical needs of each state.
We've been asking states to provide us with daily updates on the number of ventilators and their utilization rates, because some states have more ventilators than they need. They don't even like to admit it. They'll admit it when everything's over, but that doesn't help us very much.
New York State is getting 1,100 ventilators from China. Also, another 140 from Oregon. Dr. Anthony Fauci is still urging Americans to continue staying at home.
To the American public, you know, as sobering and as difficult as this is, what we are doing is making a difference. So we really need to continue to do that.
Now, only 8 states do not have a mandatory stay-at-home order in place. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Some members of Congress aren't happy that President Trump has fired the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community. Michael Atkins was appointed by President Trump. This sidelines an independent watchdog who played a key role in his impeachment. He says he had every right to do it.
I thought he did a terrible job. Absolutely terrible. He took a whistleblower report, which turned out to be a fake report. It was fake. It was totally wrong. It was about my conversation with the president of Ukraine. He took a fake report and he brought it to Congress.
Congressional critics say the firing will have a chilling effect. Democrat Adam Schiff is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He says what the president is doing now is illegal.
While the statute requires that Congress get 30 days notice before the president would remove an inspector general, he has put the inspector general immediately on administrative leave.
Congressman Adam Schiff was on MSNBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some states and cities have finally been shipped the masks, gloves, and ventilators from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus, but some of the material is unusable. Nearly 6,000 masks sent to Alabama had dry rot and a 2010 expiration date. More than 150 ventilators sent to the Los Angeles area were broken and had to be repaired. And in Oregon, it was masks with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap, exposing medical workers to the disease. Charles Boyle, a spokesman for Oregon Governor Kate Brown, said some of the equipment had been purchased during the H1N1 outbreak more than a decade ago. Dr. Don Williamson, president of the Alabama Hospital Association and former top public health official in the state, said he received multiple emails from hospitals about shipments of N95 masks in which the rubber bands wouldn't hold the mask on. He said they couldn't be used. Montgomery County also received 6,000 medical masks of a different type that had dry rot, and the shipment had to be replaced. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado requested a probe into the management of the supply and distribution of ventilators from the national stockpile. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Los Angeles received about 170 ventilators from the national stockpile, but they had to be repaired. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.